Coming up, a new colony has been established in the Eastern Frontier Sector. Hear from the planet's first ever governor. A new piece of technology could be changing how galactic-wide broadcasts are conducted. A new creature is turning out to be Hyla's new favorite pet. Then Mars is celebrating its 239th colonial anniversary. Stay tuned. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Interplanetary News Broadcast. I'm your host, Logan Mish. Now, as you may know, the United Nations Science Division has discovered numerous planets in the eastern and northern frontier sectors capable of sustaining human life, with some help, of course. Colt is a planet approximately 25 light years from the previous most colonized eastern planet, Kalor, a desert world. Ironically, Colt is the complete opposite, a winter world covered year-round in snow and ice. So now you may be wondering, why would anyone want to live on a winter world? Well, scientists discovered just beneath the snow, the planet is highly rich in rare metals and minerals, making it perfect for a mining colony. But the planet's governor has higher hopes for the colony than simply mining. He believes that he can actually prosper. I have the planetary governor of Colt, Raylan Chisholm. Governor, thank you for joining us. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm very cold at the moment, but other than that, I'm fantastic.
That is good to hear. So, what is Colt like?
Currently, it is very cold. We landed on the southwest of the planet in what our sensors determined to be the tropical zone. We have been here for around a month, and the average temperatures during the summer is around negative 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, that is really cold. Have you made any discoveries this far?
Actually, we have. Initial explorers determined this world was uninhabited, with scanners picking up no life on the world. However, we have discovered multiple living creatures, all with pelts that blend in nearly perfectly. There are three primary species so far that have made themselves seem the most abundant. There are these small ferret-like creatures we have named the Graber, a large deer-like creature with massive antlers we have named the Stechen, and finally the Carnivore, a medium-sized pack-hunting creature that vaguely resembles small polar bears that are mixed with wolves, which we have named the Bagger. Along with this, we have discovered that further below the planet's mineral-rich soil is a high abundance of oil.
Wow. Well, at least I know what kind of pets you will all have within a few years. Raylan, you mentioned previously that you plan to make the colony more than a simple mining facility. How do you plan on accomplishing that? The world stays in the negatives year-around.
Well, before setting off on our colonial voyage, I met with a man who was starting up a new company. Perhaps you've heard of it, Choi Industries. The owner wished to use Colt as a testing ground for a new project of theirs. It is an easily deployable habitat that expands to around 800 feet all around. It then releases drones, which begin to treat the area. It is estimated to take around a year before the habitat's ground is fertile and ready for legitimate use. It is far faster than manually constructed and cared for habitats that have been used on planets such as Mars, and we currently have three set up around our colony ship. Along with that, thanks to the rich planet, we have received multiple offers from private companies to assist in creating more developed areas on the planet, as well as construct multiple stations in orbit. My advisors predict that this world will become the newest trading hub within the next decade.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, have a great colony. Thank you, Governor Chisholm, once again for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
Today's Techno Review is brought to you by Choi Industries. Choi Industries, the future is in your hands. Choi Industries unveiled a new piece of hardware that could be changing how galactic-wide broadcasts are conducted. As some of you who reside on the frontier and Outer Rim may know, it could take weeks or even months for broadcasts to reach your world. And even then, you still get no video feed. Choi Industries revealed this issue, and they have developed the Galactic Sensor Radio 17. It is a radio that utilizes military-grade sensors to rapidly pick signals up. The Galactic Sensor Radio 17 can speed up incoming signals by up to 26%, meaning you get galaxy-wide broadcasts much faster than before. Currently, the radio is selling for 1,522 notes. You can order them off the company's website at www.choiindustriessales/galacticradio/17.com. Looking for the ultimate vacation destination? Welcome to Utopia, the paradise you've always dreamed of. Imagine a world where every day feels like a perfect getaway. Utopia, a stunning planet designed with you in mind. With 285 world-class theme parks scattered across the globe, every adventure you've ever wanted is just around the corner. Whether you're seeking heart-pounding thrills, magical moments, or family fun, Utopia has it all. Feel the warm golden sand between your toes as you relax on the endless, pristine beaches all year round. Dive into the vibrant, crystal-clear waters and explore breathtaking coral reefs teeming with colorful marine life. But that's not all. Utopia is home to lush, enchanting forests, perfect for nature lovers. It doesn't stop there. The planet boasts a diverse array of friendly exotic animals. Utopia offers the best of nature, luxury, and adventure. Warm tropical weather? It's here all year long. No need to check the forecast, just pack your bags and go. What are you waiting for? Pack your bags for the vacation of a lifetime. Utopia, where paradise is just a flight away. In the pink forest of Hiwa, a new pet is becoming popular among locals. The creature is called a Fuwafuwa. It is a small dog-sized creature with pink and incredibly fluffy fur. They are extremely loyal and docile creatures, being easy to manage as they groom themselves and eat very little. If you are looking to purchase a Fuwafuwa, you can come to Hiwa, where pet stores are beginning to rise all around. Moving to a new planet? Don't stress. It's easier than you think with Star Haulers. Whether you're relocating to a bustling city on Mars, settling down on the moon, or escaping to the rings of Saturn, Star Haulers is your go-to moving service to get your stuff where it needs to go at a price that won't break the bank. Affordable, fast, reliable. With years of experience navigating the stars, our team of expert haulers ensures your belongings make the journey safely, no matter the distance. From precious antiques to bulky furniture, we've got the space and the equipment to handle it all. Plus, we offer budget-friendly rates so you can move without the hassle of emptying your bank account. Moving to a new planet has never been so easy or so affordable. So don't let the stars intimidate you. Wherever you want to go, Star Haulers will get you there. Star Haulers, moving you beyond the stars without the high cost. Visit Star Haulers today at www.starhaulers/wehaulyoutoday.com. On May 22nd, 2035, the first ever colonial vessel named the UNCS Dakota touched down on the surface of Mars. There was a lot of difficulties in the early days. Supplies quickly dried up due to poor management, signals constantly went down to multiple severe storms on the planet, and disease hit the colonizers. Out of the original 156 people, only 48 would last through the next year. However, with hard work, more supplies, and more effort, the colony began to expand. 3 years after initial landing, the first sets of habitats began to sprout up, allowing for the colonizers to, for the first time, begin to farm fresh food. Within 5 years, the population had grown to 2,000 people, and the first city on the planet, named Dakota City, would be constructed. Now, 239 years after the initial landing, Mars sits as a staple of humanity's strength, with massive cities sprawling the city's surface, and the largest habitats ever constructed covering hundreds of miles. To celebrate their 239th anniversary, the people of Mars have decided to erect the first ever space elevator within Dakota City, allowing people to take a quick 2-minute elevator ride all the way to the orbit of Mars and view the beautiful solar system. Coming up, the UNMC is preparing for its next exploration into the southern frontiers. Hear the story of the man who fell asleep, then woke up on the other side of the galaxy. Then the United Sports is making an expansion. Stay tuned, everyone, and thank you for watching.